Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Kara Sorrells and Teresa Todd of the Emergency Communications Department in Washington County during this National Telecommunicators Week. This is part two of a two-part interview.
If somebody is in an accident, what would help you? What information do they need to give you first?
Location. In fact, we always say 911, what's the address for your emergency? That's the first thing we want to get out, if nothing else, if we get cut off. Next is going to be a callback number, so that if we do get cut off, we can call you back. And then we're going to want to get some details. And a lot of times we try to keep them on the phone to make sure that we can help them until someone gets there.
And recently, some Washington County dispatchers were presented an award. Can you tell us what they received?
Yeah, they got Telecommunicator of the Year in Des Moines by APCO, which is the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials. Very proud of them. It was actually Teresa and Isaac. They did a great job. They handled a call together. And it's actually the third or fourth time that someone here from Washington County has won. And we're very proud of everyone that works here.
And with this being National Telecommunications Week, before I let you go, is there anything that you would like to say to your staff?
Oh, just that I really appreciate their hard work. There's a lot of times people don't understand if there is a tornado coming in, everybody, gets their family and takes cover. These folks put their family away and they come in here sometimes without me even calling. So they're dedicated, they work hard, they're working long hours, and I appreciate everything they do.
I also spoke with dispatcher Teresa Todd.
Earlier this spring, you and another dispatcher here in Washington County received an award for some teamwork. And can you tell us what it was like to receive that award at the conference?
It's always an honor for someone to receive that award. It's fun to go to that conference. I'm actually the chairman for that board, for that Telecommunicator of the Year. And it's always fun to see everybody that gets their award and even to be nominated. It's an honor to be nominated and let alone to win.
And there was somebody from New York City presenting, is that correct?
Yep, it was a fireman from New York City. And he was at the 9/11 when that incident happened. He's a survivor of both of the towers that had collapsed on top of him. Big long story from him on how all that happened, but he was a very good speaker and he was a presenter of our awards.
Can you share why you decided to become a dispatcher?
The reason I became a dispatcher, I had actually came to Washington initially. I had worked at KCII myself. I was one of the first morning female persons on the air there, and then I saw this job opening, and of course I love to talk behind a microphone, so I thought this would be pretty cool to come here and still be able to use my voice and type of a radio thing, and that's why I ended up here, and I still am here from many years ago.
And in closing, is there anything that you would like to say to your fellow dispatchers during this National Telecommunicators Week?
Well, everybody here does such a phenomenal job. I mean, they're fun to work with. It's a good bunch of people. It takes a special person to do this job. And to be able to do this job, but let alone be able to be a person that can sit and socialize with one another as well, they're a good bunch of people. It's fun to be with them, whether it's inside here or outside of these walls.
That's been today's Washington Page with Teresa Todd and Kara Sorrells with Washington County Emergency Communications. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.